A reading from Matthew 15, 29 to 31. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many more, and many others, and laid them at his feet. And he healed them. People were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel.
As we've been walking with Jesus, we seem to be walking in a direction, but here the elements of this passage are repetitive in that you have the Sea of Galilee, where so much of his ministry takes place. You have a mountainside, and it recalls the Sermon on the Mount and other mountain experiences Jesus had. You have a crowd following him, and then you have the miracles all wrapped up in one passage as kind of a summary of all of the things that we have been experiencing as we've been walking with Jesus. And then there is the response to the miracles of adulation, of praise, and a kind of implicit recognition of who Jesus is.
Yeah, the crisp summary here is phenomenal. And the gospel writers do this occasionally. They'll give individual cases. Then every once in a while they'll say they brought everyone to him from the village. And there's this movement. And you see a couple things coming together here. Is, for me, when I read it, the big thing that hit me was desperation. When you are lame, when you have been crippled since birth and haven't been able to get around, when you're not able to speak, when you're blind, there's a desperation. And the crowds flock to him in desperation because they need an intervention. And it really shows how that expectancy leads to the pouring out of miracles. In some ways, it turns our world upside down because we tend to think that people that have everything going for them are blessed. Having everything going for you can be a block to experiencing God's intervention because you become comfortable with the things you have. These people come because they're desperate for Jesus to meet them.
I like the contrast that you're bringing out here, because you and I have been to this part of the world, and what sits in my memory from that experience is the sheer beauty and the glory of the Sea of Galilee and the low mountains surrounding it, and the fields, the green fields, and the wind coming off the sea. And in contrast to that is the condition of man, in stark contrast. And you would tend to think of nature's beauty as the world and the world God made, but here you have these people that are crippled, blind, lame, and they need a savior. They need something beyond just the sheer scenery, the postcard scenery that we oftentimes interpret as earthly reality.
Well, they're intermixed with the beauty of everyday life. We live in a society that tries to anesthetize us from pain. So we take these people and we put them off in an institution or another place. But when you're face to face with it all the time around you, you recognize the desperate condition. Having lived in Mali, every day I passed beggars on the street who were lame and blind and needed an intervention. And the biblical worldview is one of the beauty and the struggle of life mixed in. And oftentimes it's the struggle that drives us back to God, where we get to meet our Creator. And so the people declare, that there's a declaration here that they're amazed and they praise the God of Israel.